I woke up to a tune on the radio checking. An old church man behind a breakbeat record. Sounded kind of funky, so I pumped it, right? But rudely interrupted by a neighborhood street fight. Who will you motherfuckers quit? Every motherfucking morning, it's the same old bullshit. I peep to see the thrashing. Some nigga running with a butcher knife screaming out assassin. He ran by a friend of mine and bucked him. His eyes show fear, that's the reason why he stuck him. Anyway, that's how I seen it. You rarely see a nigga kill another nigga and he doesn't mean it. So that's the way I took it. Anyway, the boy is dead, no matter how you look at it. And life goes on. I was feeling kind of funny. Hey yo, something's wrong. I went to take a shower, dude. Bumped into the wall, then I smooth-winged through. Now I'm thinking I'm in trouble. I reached to touch my face, but I couldn't feel my beard stubble. I screamed, oh Lord, help. Looked into the mirror and I couldn't see myself. I called up my mom's house and realized something was wrong, no doubt. She picked up, said hello in a low tone. I said, hey, ma, and she hung up the telephone. Sick and looking weary. My cousin walks in. I said, what's up? But he didn't hear me. Started packing up my shit, G. Looked at a picture of me. Put it down and said, rest in peace. Realizing what he said, man. I can't talk. I don't exist. I'm a dead man. Yeah, I guess I'm dead, right? I'm going to the cemetery to peep out Action's gravesite. And sure enough, there it is. My mom and girl talking, holding on to Brad's kids. I look into the box, G. Son of a bitch. I don't believe it. That's me. Mama kissed me on my head. Oh, shit. I'm dead. I'm dead.